stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Rounding out your weekend on Sundays from 2 till 4, you're listening to Switch 1197's Josh and Zachary.
Good afternoon, everybody. Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197. It is Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Zach, what do you reckon we kick off the show, eh?
I think we start the show by beginning it, Josh.
Yeah, exactly. Start from the start, work our way to the end. That's Radio 101, isn't it, for everyone? We're basically very light on content this week, Zach.
Always mention that every show, Josh.
Well,
the important part.
I like to then...
Never let anyone believe we've done any work towards...
Especially not the powers to be listening. They're like, oh, yeah.
Of course not.
People, everyone wants a show on the Switch 1197 platform, and let's see who's not taking it seriously. Mm. Or maybe these boys, you start 15 minutes late and then say that they have not got any work done.
Well, the thing is, what's more important, Josh? Mm. Good content or consistency?
Yeah, exactly. We've been consistently rubbish since the day we started. So, I mean, off the back of that, we've got to be at least top three consistent shows on the Switch 1197 platform. Not our fault, not entirely our fault, mate. You remember the Switch on Brisbane boys, they were on just before us. And yeah, they bailed us up in the hallways again. Oh, yeah, how was your show? Yeah, it was pretty good. You know, they're saying it was pretty good and all the rest of it. And they stopped us and they're like, oh, you know, you guys are the best. You know, teach us, you know. And I said, mate, I don't have time for a masterclass in radio right now, mate, presenting and otherwise and finding content and stuff of that nature. So
they helped. Held you down, overpowered you, and took a power drill to your temple in an effort to, I guess, withdraw the knowledge that you have.
Yeah, and then like an absolute true professional, I've just brushed it off and I went, now here I am starting. Albeit a little bit late, but don't worry, guys, the good shows are coming. We did have a band. They failed to show up. That's always good.
Who were they?
I won't say because they might show up.
Let's
add them?
Nah, all right. Why do you think they're going to show up?
Well, it was booked by our producer of the show, Mr. Mark Ravina, enemy of the show slash producer. He's given himself that title.
When's he got licensed to book anything?
Well, he says, "Oh, this is what I'll be doing. I'll be bringing this band in at this time."
He won't.
And he's left me looking like a bit of a fool.
No one's run this by me. Sorry, if the band shows up,
lock him out.
Yeah, lock the doors.
That'll be like Fred Flintstone trying to get in his house, Wilma.
I mean, if you are a band and you're driving towards the studio,
oh, by all means, stop on by.
Give us a message. Come on in.
Yeah, we'd love to have you.
But even if you are the one that's booked.
I was hoping to hear from Mr. Mark Ravina also because, if you know, David Letterman's just done his last show this week.
Oh, he's
dead. We all know. No, he's still alive.
He's still alive.
Retirement is, well, you know, one step closer.
The show's dead.
The show is completely completely dead.
What's going to happen to Paul Schaefer?
Back in the box.
Good. Shipped back to whatever planet he came from.
So that's good news for him.
I hate Paul Schaefer.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't.
That's the end of the talk break. Shut up.
And after every joke, boom.
Yeah.
You're listening to Josh and Zach and 1197 is Brisbane's Youth Alternative. We'll be straight back to kick off the show straight after this. Ellie Goulding, Love Me Like You Do on the Josh and Zachary Show. Switch 1197, it's Brisbane's Youth Alternative. Zach, crisis.
Christ us. No, thank you. I've seen what they did to him. I've watched Passion of the Christ once or twice, mate. Mel Gibson, bloody ripper performance in that.
Yep. Hey, Jesus, come here, mate. Come here for a bit. Oh, yeah? Got a little hat for you to wear.
You reckon we can jam this sword in between your rib cage?
Oh, I'm not loving that.
Well, you're grayed to the nails in the hand. There's not much you can do now.
take this whipping with you. I'm going to carry my own bloody cross.
Learn this as a lesson, Jesus.
Yeah.
Don't let people nail your hands to any amount of wood.
Keep your stories to yourself.
You're not on Dirty Sanchez, mate, or Jackass. What were you playing at?
He was the first one. This is Jesus Christ and this is a crucifixion.
Jeez.
Do not try these stunts at home. Bow, 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 bow. Speaking of great shows and all things like that, Zach, are you familiar with Eurovision? I think it might be brought up on radio shows this week. As did happen last night, Eurovision.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be covering it. I didn't watch it, to be honest.
You didn't watch it?
No.
No one does. I don't know. When I was, you know, maybe younger, you know, you'd see it advertised here and there, but it's on SBS or some bloody thing. Mm. Like, sorry, mate, I don't venture to SBS. Not since
they started having ads.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing is, Eurovision, I thought you'd be across it a little bit better than I would, but it's basically a singing competition.
Yeah, I'm aware of what it is.
But, you know, they get, like, people, like, I guess someone from each country within that general vicinity in Europe. Australia made the cut.
Did I win?
Guy Sebastian they sent over.
Yeah.
Are we happy with that choice?
No, definitely not. Why'd they send Guy Sebastian?
Mm.
We got so many people.
Barnsey. Casey Donovan. I won't even mention Shannon Knoll.
Bardo,
obviously.
I mean, where were they?
Five-piece women's group that...
never did anything except win a reality TV show, then fade into obscurity.
Then again, who hasn't really?
Yeah. Did anyone from Bardo make it?
I mean, Sophie Monk, I think she's on radio, but...
Okay, well, she's done quite well for herself.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to go on one of these. Maybe we need to go on X Factor or learn Australian Idol. What's a song? We could do a duo.
Yeah, I'd love to. Like we said, we sent over Guy Sebastian, kicking and screaming he was. Yeah. Oh, don't send me over there. He was
like, oh, I don't have me fro.
I'm froless.
That's where my powers came from. I sang good because I looked like a microphone.
I mean, I guess he must have came... Like, all the songs are really, you know, well-produced and all the rest of it, and the theatre of the whole performance is immaculate, better than anything I've ever seen. I mean, have a listen to Guy Sebastian's song, see what you reckon.
It's going to be awful.
Here's a quick snippet of it. I mean, why not even plug the computer in so then everyone can listen to it? Maybe that would be a better option.
I mean, to be fair, Guy Sebastian wasn't singing the whole time, so there probably was a point that he was silent like that. Yeah. I'm glad we've captured that, put that in a bottle.
Not only that, I also labelled them wrong, so I would have just played the winning song instead of Guy Sebastian. Let's try that again, folks. Let's see if we can work out this thing we call radio.
Are we still enjoying Guy Sebastian as a country? I don't think we are.
Anymore?
I'm not on board with it. I didn't mind him when he first came out and he was a bit of an underdog.
Yeah.
Did anyone who cast their votes realise this is what we'd be dealing with years later? That we're going to have, you know, these Jessica Mowboys, Guy Sebastian, Shannon Knowles, Casey Donovans. Did we realise we were going to have them everywhere?
I mean, think about it before we, I mean, that, you know, they do give you this disclaimers. Look, this phone call is going to cost you 55 cents, but really, Australia, think about what you're actually doing.
Sorry if we're affiliated with Guy Sebastian in any sort of way.
I mean, if that's the case, then everything that we said here is in jest, and this is all satire. And if anything, we should be commended for it, pushing the boundaries.
Exactly.
Listening to Josh and Zach, Switch 1197. We'll be back straight after a word from our sponsors.
Want more of the good stuff? Stick around.
Josh and Zach rounding out your weekend on Switch 1197 as Brisbane's youth alternative. Zach, a little bit sidetracked in regards to a message I just got out of the blue.
Yeah.
Completely out of the blue. You know, like when you're going through life and a girl sees you and she goes, oh, give us your number. And you're like, yeah, okay.
No.
And you just think, yeah, you. I'm more relating to other people. not so much you.
I forget you did mention whenever you're talking about girls and dating things.
I just say throw your headphones off.
Yeah,
put the old feet up on the desk, lean back. Your choice. You can listen in if you want, but feel free not to be obligated to make any response. Just a message out of the blue. Like, and if I look back at the dates where I've spoken to this person last, it's like late last year.
Okay.
So this is a long time. And all it says is, never date anyone who doesn't have a license. I don't care how hot they are. And I got this, and I was like, well, obviously wrong number or somebody thing. And I wrote back, right, what's that got to do with anything? To which they reply, just saying.
Did you?
No, I don't reply to that. I'm just like,
what's going on?
I don't know. Out of the blue, I'm just getting these odd messages. So,
are you going to tell me who it is?
She works at a chemist.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is she listening to the show?
If she does, lose my number. You have recently brought up on the show, I was listening to a few old podcasts, but which are available on iTunes, Josh and Zachary Show Snippets.
Always got to get that in.
Oh, yeah. Fool me. More fool me for plugging our own show.
I don't do
God
it.
God forbid I want someone to listen to this.
Yeah, I don't do this for the ratings.
No, you're right. You're really indie of it. You never opened a review. I've literally never read a review of this show ever.
Neither. I refuse to get involved in it. You know, the critics are going to have their opinions.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Am I going to let that alter how I produce radio?
When people ask me how my show's going, I normally just cover my ears and scream la, la, la in case they're about to express an opinion on it.
Are we exactly like Johnny Depp who doesn't watch his movies? I'm not going to speculate.
I do listen to the podcast. I laugh a lot. They're my main source of entertainment.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's what, That's our opinion, but we're not going to skew the reviewers. You, like you said, at the top of the show, you said before the mics went on, before the mics went hot, you said, I'm going to use this time to look for a wallet.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, well, that's fair enough. each to their own, I guess. and then you followed it up with, I can't find any ratings on these wallets.
Yeah.
To which I thought, silently, why would people rate a wallet? Like what you're looking for, like a rating out of 5?
Yeah, 5 stars out of 5, preferably. Especially if it's over $30.
But how, like, what
if
would
it's
you,
$20, I'll settle for 3 stars.
What would you classify as a good wallet?
It's got to be thin.
Thin wallet, okay.
Durable.
Durable?
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing with your wallet? It needs to be durable.
I could fall down onto it.
Okay.
Who knows?
You're not Bruce Willis from Die Hard, mate.
Well...
So the last joke, well, I'm not even sure if you'll even enjoy this one, mate, to be perfectly honest, but let's have a listen anyway.
Those of you who are graduating this afternoon with high honors, awards, and distinctions, I say well done. And as I like to tell the C students, you too can be president.
I'm sorry, but Obama's spoiled me for funny presidents.
You think Obama's much funnier?
Obama's funnier. Now I can't enjoy any president's jokes, any prime minister jokes. I don't think the Queen could even crack me up at this point.
Has the Queen ever said anything?
Obama's come in and just stolen the political comedy.
So Obama, across the board,
yeah,
the funniest president.
Oh, I'm thinking... I don't know. I didn't see too much of Abraham Lincoln's material.
You know he'd do stuff about the hat.
Exactly.
That makes sense for everyone. But like I said, Star Wars is coming out. And the thing is, I started watching a few of the trailers of and it looks really good, the new Star Trek movie, Star Wars movie. So I thought, well, I'm going to start watching some of the older ones. But as I started getting into the older Star Warses, I realized Yoda's dead.
Is he?
Yeah, Yoda's dead. They killed him off.
What did he die of?
Probably old age. Well, the fact that he was green, probably had he probably had some skin condition.
He wasn't blue.
Those creatures are usually yellow. He was a shade of green. I thought, since he's not in the movie, I already teed up an interview with him, which is weird. Because now I was going to ask him about the new movie.
Well, good new angle.
Go from a new angle as like, oh, okay, you're not in it. So from an outside perspective,
yeah.
see how it is. How it is for him, for Yoda.
Yeah, what's it like not being in a Star Wars film?
Well, that's great. I'd love to. Well, I'm really looking forward to interviewing. And
to be honest, I thought he was CGI, but the fact that he's an actual actor, I find phenomenally surprising. That's phenomenal.
Talks the same way and all that gear.
Incredible. That's definitely not what I expected.
No, not for me at all. But I might kick off the interview then.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
It's Zachary's impression of the week.
Oh, no.
So here we are, joined in the studio with Yoda himself.
Now, Chris, if you're still listening, this is acting.
We're going to show you some bloody acting, mate. So here we go. Let's kick off the interview.
Unreal. I did not even...
Joined in the studio with Yoda. Thank you very much, Yoda, for coming in, obviously. What can we expect in the new movie? The new Star Wars movie that's coming up.
Action, you will see.
Good news. I mean, they're always very, very full on with their action, and that's great news. How much of it will be considered CGI versus the real deal? Because we've all seen footage of the big machines that are out in the deserts from when they're filming. How much of that will be featured versus how much of it will be CGI?
CGI, it will all be.
Okay, I've heard conflicting reports, but that's good. I guess the other question is, I mean, this is Josh Abrams' first attempt at a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Did you have much consultation with him in regards to where you want the movie to go, or did you get no say in it?
No say I got.
Is this any good?
Yeah.
Is this usable?
Nailing it.
Okay, good.
And last question, Yoda, obviously. How has your life changed from being... just a run-of-the-mill guy to basically, in my opinion, landing like your dream gig as Yoda, probably one of the most famous faces in the Star Wars franchise. How has your life changed? And has it changed for the better or has it changed for the worse, do you reckon?
It's changed for the better.
I'm done.
It's Zachary's impression of the week.
as always. Nailed my face it. Goes as red as the soundproofing in the studio. Well, mate, always... shade of mauve. Still pretty red.
Always a pleasure for you to play along, mate. Listening to Josh and Zach on Switch 1197. Samantha J with Firestarter will be straight back to basically wrap up the show straight after this.